I'm here in Palmerstown and I'm talking to the Reynolds family. I'm talking to Tony and to Gertrude. Tony, can I start with you and talk to you about the Reynolds? Where did your people originally come from?
Oh, my people came from Castleknock originally. Yeah, that's where I lived. Up to some years ago, I lived in Castleknock.
And can you tell me a little bit about what did your father do for a living?
My father had a shop and he also worked as a waiter.
So in what hotel?
He worked in a hotel that shut some years ago. I can't even think of the name of it now.
Wicklow.
The Wicklow Hotel in
Wicklow Street.
Wicklow Street in Dublin, yeah. Just beside Grafton Street. It closed down years ago.
Yeah.
He worked there, but we also had a shop.
I see. And so how many in the family? Were there many of you?
There was six of us. Four girls and two boys in the family.
And did you all go in different directions?
We all went in different directions, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, tell me, what did you do after your education? Where did you go first?
I went to Inchicore Works. At that time, it was owned by the GSR, Great Southern Railway. And I got a job there as an apprentice fitter and turner, and worked there for 5 years. And then I was a fully qualified fitter and I got a job in Clondalkin Paper Mills. And I was there for 33 years in Clondalkin Paper Mills, except for about 3 years of that time I spent in Drimna Paper Mills. Clondalkin bought out Drimna Paper Mills and I was sent down there, but I was still really employed by Clondalkin.
Well, no, what year did you join the paper mills?
I joined the paper mills in 1948.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. I'm 86 now.
Yeah. And in 1948, can you tell me what your impressions were when you first went in and what was it like?
Yeah, it was quite a good mill even then. But by the time it closed down, it had enlarged itself hugely and was making better paper and much faster than before, much better. And the only reason it closed down, by the way, was because we joined the EU. We moved into the Europe thing. That's the only reason it closed down.
Well, we'll talk about that. But can you tell me, what were you doing when you first went in?
General engineering work. You know, all kinds of things, pipes, machines, pumps, motors, all that sort of stuff, you know, everything to do with engineering. You got a great training in the mill because there was about 20 fitters working there, and there was about, I think it was about 8 electricians or maybe 10 electricians there. It was a very busy place, an awful lot of engineering stuff in it, you know.
What stage were you sent down to Drimna then?
I was about 24 when I was sent down to Drimna, and I spent about 3 years there. Then I was back up in the mill again.
Yeah, tell me about Drimna. Again, were you engineering? You were doing the looking same after job. The machines?
That's right, same thing in Drimna Paper Mills, yeah.
And describe that place to me. What was it like?
It was a bit antiquated, but it was a nice place to work in, but it was antiquated. The machinery was antiquated and very slow running towards Clondalkin, you know, slow running machines.
And what was the building like?
Yeah. Buildings weren't too bad. They weren't bad. One of them was quite old, but it was still in good condition. Then there was two sections, if you like. The other section was fairly new.
Yeah.
And it was owned at the time by the Dock Milling Company. Clondalkin bought it off the Dock Milling Company and used it for, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years, and then they closed it down.
Okay. Describe to me exactly where the mill was in Drimna now.
It was at the Long Mile. At the end of the Long Mile, the Long Mile Road, there's a turn to the left. And you go down to the left there, and it was down in a hollow. Actually, in there's a hollow there in Lansdowne Valley. Yeah.
So you say it was antiquated, but how antiquated? I mean, it was still operating.
It was still operating.
Were there many people working there?
I think there was about 250 or something working there at that time. Yeah. And there was two paper machines, much smaller paper machines than the ones in Clondalkin, much narrower and shorter. And they were much slower, of course, as well. And each paper machine was driven by a steam engine, believe it or not. There was a stationary steam engine at the end of each machine, and that was driving each machine by a series of line shafts. You know what a line shaft is, along the wall, and belts coming down. But, you know, Clondalkin had long, long since gone away from steam engines driving the machine, you know. Clondalkin's machines were driven by electric motors.
And the river, was that in close proximity?
Oh, there? Yeah, a branch of the river, the branch of the Camac River went right through the mill, right beside the mill in Drimla.
I see. And that was being used, obviously, as well.
That was the water they were using.
Yeah.
And that was another problem, because a lot of the water coming from Clondalkin was already stained with whatever paper they were making in Clondalkin. They nearly need to be making the same paper in Drimla, because if they were making red paper in Clondalkin, the water was red in Drimla. If they were making white paper, it was white. So what they decided to do then, they decided to drill a few wells. Clondalkin did now, and they took over. And they got a crowd in and they dug a few wells. And I got the job of putting a pump down into one of the first well. This well was 238 feet deep.
Yeah.
And the pump was a submersible pump. It's kind of a torpedo-shaped thing. And you lowered it down into the well on the end of a... you lowered it down with a chains, which you had an electrical supply to. And the idea was that it was going to give us fresh water. But it did give fresh water, but not as much as they did. So they dug two more wells and put two more pumps down. They still didn't get enough water. They were still having to use some of the water coming from Clondalkin mills.
Imagine that. And yeah. And the water, you say the steam engines were used.
They were driving.
They were driving the machines.
Driving the two machines, that's right, yeah. I remember one particular Sunday morning, there was a big headline in the Sunday Independent one morning. This is a long, long time ago. River Liffey turns red. And it turned out that Drimmen paper mills used to make red paper, very heavy paper, for a little holy book called The Little Messenger. I think it's still for sale. And somebody had discharged a whole tank full of this water, you know, into the river, and flowed, of course, down into the River Liffey, somewhere around Island Bridge, and the Liffey turned red.
It was extraordinary, what happened at that stage, you know, what was left go how that there was nobody taking any notice.
No.
Which is amazing.
Yes.